I'm driving on my way to a conference. God is doing a supernatural work right now. Woo! There's freedom in the name of Jesus. There's freedom in the name of Jesus. Come on, it's been dark. It's been rainy. There's been four or five semis already past me on a small, narrow road. And it looks like the sky's about to fall in on me. Looks like semis are coming from here to the left, to the right. And God's just showing me the narrow way, the narrow path, that few are taking this path. But the ones that are on this path, He is leading them into the truth. And He said, Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. And so we've got to receive Jesus. We've got to let Him come into our hearts. We've got to welcome Him with open arms and say, Jesus, you are welcome here. You are welcome here. Jesus, come into my heart. I make you Lord. And when you do that, everything around you is going to change. God's going to begin to move you supernaturally from continent to continent to continent in the name of Jesus. But there's a narrow place that you've had to walk through. There's a narrow road that you've had to walk through. It's been dark. It's been tough. People have wondered where you're going. They can't see what you can see in the spirit because God put this within you. When you were born again, you were born into a new kingdom. You were born into a new covenant. You were born into royalty. There's royalty in your blood. You are a king's kid. You're a princess. You're the daughter of the Most High God. And so many people have been confused about their identity, but Jesus said that the best identity is in Him, and He has changed us. He has renewed our strength. He has redeemed us. He has forgiven us. He has saved us. He has freed us from the fowler's snare. He has gifted us. He has entrusted us with every good and perfect gift because it comes from above. And He said, now is your time to shine. Now is your time to come up out of that darkness, out of those dark places, out of that dark season, out of that place where you never thought you would see the light because it was so dark around you and so many people around you were manifesting demons, and the demons were snarling and glarling and glarning, but you got to a place in the name of Jesus where you tell them to bow their knee to the name of Jesus, and they have to bow their knee to the name of Jesus because the time is short, and now you've got to go. You've got to go into the highways. You've got to go into the byways. You've got to go into the world. You've got to see the nations shift, change for the glory of God, and the glory of God is in you, and the glory of God is with you, and the glory of God shines on you, and you got to know who you are. You got to know whose you are, because if you don't know whose you are, the enemy's going to come knocking on your door with cancer, with diabetes, with divorce, with infirmity, with sickness, with perversion, with sin. And you're going to open that door and you're going to say, well, I don't know. I don't know if this is God's will. The devil is a liar. Sickness and disease is not the will of God, nor has it ever been the will of God. That's a demon. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we command sickness and disease to flee as stark terror at the sound of our voice, because we are the sound of God's voice on this earth. We are the voice of the rivers, the rising rivers that are going forth in the name of Jesus, that are plowing down the desolate wastelands in the name of Jesus, and that are going forth in power, in victory, in authority, in the name of Jesus. And there was a place that you had to walk, and it looked dark, and it looked bleak, and it looked like you might not make it through that place without dying. Come on, it was like you were hanging on by a thread, but God said, I've seen you. You've made it to the other side. Come on, there's some places you're going to have to walk through, and there's some people that may not want to go with you, but it doesn't matter, because God's bringing them along too. Thank you, Father, for salvation in the name of Jesus, to our loved ones in the name of Jesus, from the north, east, west, and south. We call them forth out of the darkness into the light, into your marvelous light. And we thank you that your light shines brighter than the darkness, that your light shines through the night, and your light is the night light for us. Thank you for your night light, God. Thank you for your glory. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you that you're a good God. We thank you that you're a mighty God. We thank you that you're a merciful God. We thank you that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you, God, that you have made us to sit with you in heavenly places. We thank you, God, that we are a king's kid, and whatever a king's kid asks for, they bring it to his feet immediately, absolutely, right now, and everything that we need is at our disposal. Come on, we're a king's kid, and king's kid don't starve. A king's kid don't suffer. A king's kid has it all. Come on, they've got a silver spoon in their mouth. Come on, they've got a silver plate. Come on, they've got gold. They've got silver. They've got jewels. They've got everything they could ever need in the name of Jesus. Come on. We've got everything we need in the name of Jesus. We got all the gold we need. We got all the silver we need. Come on, for the kingdom of God, it goes forth in the name of Jesus to build his kingdom. So we just receive it now. We receive all the gold. We receive our inheritance in Jesus' name. We receive silver. We receive gold. We receive jewels. We receive finances. We receive it now in the name of Jesus. It comes forth. It manifests now.